for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Today we're talking about buyers from hell and how you can avoid being one of them. The confrontational buyer. Okay, so the first story we have here today comes from Colorado. The realtor was representing a buyer who was purchasing a bank-owned property. They were getting a solid deal, and there were very minor repairs that came up as far as the inspections were concerned. But since it was a bank-owned property, obviously the buyer knew going into it that it was as is and nothing was going to be completed. For some reason, they flipped out right before the closing because they wanted an opportunity to confront the seller and tell them how awful the process had been, when in truth, nothing went outside of the ordinary. Look, I get it. Sometimes foreclosures are a pain in the butt. Getting through the process of actually buying the house is not always easy, but you gotta understand, when you're buying a foreclosed property and you're getting a great deal, there's a little bit of stress that you might have to go through, and you should suck it up and stay okay with it, because ultimately, you're gonna come out on top. Jekyll and Hyde buyer. Okay, this next story comes from a buyer in New Mexico who got really, really upset about a couple things, but was always very pleasant and cordial face-to-face and voice-to-voice. Anytime he was hiding behind a keyboard, sending a text message or an email, that was the time that he came out as a bully and really got confrontational and wanted to fight. The major thing that came to a head was the fact that he was upset about something that happened with a home inspector and blamed the agent for being in cahoots with the inspector, when in fact, he picked the inspector himself. The most important thing to remember anytime you're involved in a transaction is there are going to be emotional things that happen and there's going to be stress involved. Don't try to bully anybody into getting anything your way, because ultimately it's not going to work out in your favor. This agent started carbon copying everybody involved in the transaction, everything that was going on, because the guy got so enraged and upset. He would tell different people different things, and ultimately they had to do everything they could to make sure that they were covering all their bases. It's fine to get upset, but get on the phone and have a conversation instead of hiding behind your keyboard and firing off insults. Last minute dealer. Now this one comes from New York City, where a buyer was getting ready to close on a new apartment they had purchased. They were going through the final walkthrough after already having seen the property multiple times, and they realized that, you know, things just aren't quite up to par with what I was hoping for. They decided that in one of the bathrooms that hadn't been renovated yet, the sink wasn't perfectly secure, and they decided to throw a fit and ask for a $10,000 reduction in the price. Ultimately, out of a lot of haggling, a lot of ill will, and a lot of fighting, they got a much more reasonable discount of only $500. Final walkthroughs and closings are not the time to voice your problems. If you have something that is considered an issue prior to getting to that position, make sure that you line that out in the initial negotiations or get it taken care of during home inspections. Trying to pick a fight right at the end just to get your way to make sure the deal closes is definitely not something that you want to do. Bait and switch buyer. Apparently, New Mexico has lots of buyers from hell, because this story comes from there as well. In this specific scenario, there was a buyer and a seller who actually negotiated all of the repairs and everything to be taken care of prior to closing. Part of that negotiation meant that the buyer was actually going to reimburse the seller for some of those costs at the closing for electrical repairs. Happens more frequently than people realize. Well, when the closing was getting scheduled, the buyer decided he was going to throw a fit and not pay the seller back for those repairs. After a lot of fighting and everything got taken care of, they went ahead and scheduled the closing. When the day came, the buyer decided he was too tired to show up and completely missed the closing. And in fact, they had to reschedule. The second time that they were ready to close, he came in again and absolutely refused to pay for those repairs in any way, shape, or form. Eventually, the seller caved and paid for those electrical items, which was only about $200. Not that big a deal at all. This is just another example of being a bully to try to get your way. It's definitely not something that you want to do, and the truth is, people remember it and they talk about it for a long time after the fact. Shirtless buyer. Shirtless buyer. I think this one kind of speaks for itself. Basically, the story here is that this guy was crazy throughout the entire transaction. Super emotional, highs and lows all the time. When the day came to close, the guy showed up with his shirt off and draped around his shoulders. That's odd enough, right? It gets weirder. Once the papers came for him to sign, he started crying uncontrollably, didn't offer any reason, just signed all the documents and got the deal closed. All right, the moral of the story on this one, even though the guy wasn't really bad to deal with, Crazy people get talked about for a long time. Don't be that crazy ass buyer that winds up in my next video. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. I hope you really enjoyed these stories of buyers from hell from around the country. You can always hit me up on Twitter at Aaron Advantage or look me up on Instagram at the Aaron Advantage to see some additional stuff with crazy things that I see and stories that I have. I just had like a brief moment of holy shit, did I remember to hit record? Yeah, I did. Thank God. This is the stuff that should actually be recorded. This is the stuff that should be put in a video that's like, oh, hey, you guys think this is easy? Oh, no, I have 17 phone calls, 7,000. This is my boss calling.
That was
yeah, I gotta take this one.